And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017. It was on this day, 1900, Henry James wrote his first letter to the young novelist Edith Wharton, beginning a long friendship. Wharton was an admirer of James's work. She sent him one of the first short stories she ever wrote. He wrote back to say that he liked the story, but she shouldn't write about Europe if she didn't live there. He said, "Be tethered in native pastures, even if it reduces you to a backyard in New York." So she was inspired to write about New York, and the result was her first big novel, The House of Mirth, in 1905. They remained friends for the rest of Henry James's life, even as Edith Wharton became more and more successful and Henry James's novels sold less and less well. It's the birthday of the Russian novelist and poet Andrei Bely, which was the pen name of Boris Nikolaevich Bagayev. Born Moscow, 1880, best known for his 1913 novel, Petersburg, a book of which Nabokov said, "My greatest masterpieces of 20th century prose are Joyce's Ulysses, Kafka's Transformations, Bailey's Petersburg, a story of conspiracy and betrayal during the 1905 Russian Revolution." And it's the birthday of the early self-help writer Napoleon Hill, born in a one-room cabin in Wise County, Virginia, in 1883. He was a reporter, and when he was in his mid-20s, he was assigned to interview Andrew Carnegie, who'd grown up poor in Scotland, worked his way up in the American steel industry, became one of the richest men in the world. Carnegie told Hill that in his opinion there was a formula for success and anyone could achieve it. And he told the young man he ought to consider writing a book about the idea. So he went around interviewing hundreds of successful people. And in 1937, he published his book, Think and Grow Rich. It was enormously successful, and it still is. It has sold more than 70 million copies. Book in which he wrote, "Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along." Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder entitled Map. A hill, a farm, a forest, and a valley. Half a hill plowed, half woods, a forest valley, and a valley field. Sun passes over, two solstices a year, cow in the pasture, sometimes deer, a farmhouse built of wood, a forest built on bones, the high field hawks, the low field crows. Wren in the brambles, frogs in the creek, hot in summer, cold in snow. The woods fade and pass, the farm goes on, the farm quits and fails, the woods creep down. Stocks fall, you can't sell corn, big frost and tree mice starve. Who wins? Who cares? The woods have time, the farmer has heirs. Poem Gary Snyder, Map, from his collection Left Out in the Rain, published by Shoemaker and Horde Publishers, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com, Staples. It's pro time. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.